This mic is so diseased, Fabio. Three minutes after six on WFMU Jersey City, New Jersey. Clay Pigeon with you. The Dusty Show in progress. I have no show, no interviews. Let me get the phone down. I don't even have the phone ready. There's lines ringing. Those can't be ours, Fabio. Should we take them anyway? Okay, that one's gone. Let's try this one. Anybody there? FMU.
Hey, Clay, I just wanted to correct something that you had said earlier.
Yeah, in the show, talking to Fabio earlier?
Tim Hutton wasn't in the Great Santini. It was Michael O'Keefe.
Tim Hutton wasn't Tuma's friend?
I don't believe so,
Blythe Danner, is that her name?
Blythe Danner was the mother.
Yeah. I like that movie, though. That's a good movie.
Yeah,
sports fan.
It's hard to believe the same guy wrote Prince of Tides, which I didn't like.
And that was what, Streisand and...
Streisand and Nolte.
And Nolte. Nolte's kind of come back a little, hasn't he?
Well, he's got that show coming up on one of those networks I've never heard of.
Yeah, good for him. Stacey Keach.
Yeah, what the hell?
Some of those guys, they go through a hard time. It's hard to be a star, man. Not that I know, but I'm guessing, wouldn't you?
I love listening to you, and bring back the three of you. I really miss that.
Who you pulling the lever for?
It's got to be Hillary. It's got to be Hillary.
Thank you, man.
Be well. Take care.
My left hand did what my right one should. Fabio's here and it's gotta be good. You know you want to get on that microphone, sick man. Sick man, sick man. Sit down, Bob, just for a second. We got a hot caller here. Give us a ring, 201-209-9368. Keep Fabio here, I need him. You there, man?
I'm here, but I gotta go, man. I really can't.
Let's take a call, Bob, just to see what happens. Anybody
just
there?
One.
Dusty Show. Dusty Show,
see,
anybody there?
See, as soon as I sat down, they all bailed.
Hi, guys. Hi, Dusty.
Hey, is this David?
Yes, Clay Pigeon.
David, it's all yours. Talk to
Clay,
the people.
Hey, have you really never seen Network?
Say what?
What's
you
that?
You never seen Network?
Network.
I've never seen Network.
Oh, man.
Come to my house after this show. I got the DVD special.
See, he's going to send you the DVD.
Where are you
no,
at,
I'm
David?
I'm not going to send you. It's mine.
Where
if
do
I get a copy,
make a copy.
If I had a burn, I would send you many copies. But you got to see it. Why, is the wife inviting you? I got food for you. Is the wife inviting you food after your show? You got to make a long drive?
Yeah, man. It's
you
a little.
Come home and see the Network with me. I'll feed you.
Oh, the Network. Yeah, I gotta watch that one. I don't know if we'll be able to watch it together. It's a big old city and with time constraints and all that. But I want
I
you to know
you.
I appreciate
okay.
your listenership.
You have a portable
DVD
player
hey.
In the studio.
Are we still friends? Are we still friends?
Oh, we're still, are you kidding me? I go over and over my head. Dusty has a knack for. I have the same knack you do. I can make anybody talk. But you know what you're talking about.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just...
I think so. In my opinion, you can... I once heard you once set up a conversation with a brother, all right? You
yeah.
know, quote, unquote.
Okay.
Now, he said to him, you're here. What happened to the fight? Well, you know, I'm here, but the guy is dead. And I'm here. I'm still here living. But he had to do a year in jail
mm-hmm.
for slaying the guy. And then he was a positive guy. He gave good answers to your questions. And he had a good message of peace for the world at the end. I don't know what it was. I don't recall it all. But yeah, that's just one example. Ken, when he was back in the day, when we all used to talk about what kind of drugs we're doing, now we're talking about what kind of medication we're doing.
Yeah.
You also brought the fact that Irwin is not a Republican, or rather Ken alluded to it. And I don't know, you went back and forth. You can talk about it, but especially Union Square. Why Union Square? You pick on Union Square.
There's all kinds of people there, rich and poor, from
true.
A very diverse,
I
a lot of young people.
2010, I got lost there, and by the time I headed back home, I just didn't have the chutzpah to give up a 72nd and Broadway and walk to the park and enjoy D million. But I'm hoping I make out of this cancer business
someday
right now.
David. Will you sing for us? Sing something, and I'm going to slowly turn you down. Sing something you know and love.
Okay.
Rockin' Robin.
Oh, he rocks in his treetops all day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song.
All the little birdies on Jaybird Street, left ear to Robin go tweet, 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 rockin' Robin.
Rock, rock, rockin' Robin.
Rockin' Robin.
Go rockin' Robin,
cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Bye, David. Fabio left me. There is another call. I had a story too, you guys, ready to go, and no interviews, but you're being nice about the calls. Keep them coming. Help me out. 201-209-9368. We'll take a break here in a minute and play a song and try to get into the groove a little bit. Clay Pigeon with you. This is FMU. It is the Dusty Show. It sounds a little different this week, but stay with me for the next 51 minutes. And then Hardy White, Miracle Nutrition, followed by the TNP.
Doing.
Dusty Show, anybody there?
Yes, we are, Clay.
What's up, man? Who you voting for?
Well, it'll be Hillary. It's going to be a landslide, despite what people say. It's going to be a landslide for her. But I just got to point out something, Clay. It wasn't Timothy Hutton in The Great Santini.
Okay, I believe you.
It was the actor who played the caddy, the Chevy Chase in Caddyshack.
Oh, that young guy.
Yeah, that young guy.
Yeah.
And Timothy Hutton was one of the greatest movies of Sidney Lumet's career called Q&A with Nick Nolte. Phenomenal film with Armand Assante and all.
Do you like The Verdict with Paul Newman? That's one of my favorites.
That was very good, too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What else do you like? Do you like The Shining?
No, it was okay. It wasn't great for me.
Yeah, what's your favorite? What's the best movie ever? Citizen Kane, Apocalypse Now, State Fair, what is it?
Oh, boy, there's a couple up there. Probably one of my favorites is the Jeffrey Hunter King of Kings.
King of Kings.
Which always got panned when it came out.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot that people wouldn't think or dream. I never saw Citizen Kane yet. But
what's your favorite Tom Cruise movie?
Favorite Tom Cruise? Well, I'm not a big Tom Cruise fan, but I'd probably say the Jack Reacher, the first one.
Jack Reacher, and Jack Reacher 2, just punching people right through windshields, just punching and kicking and shooting and fighting and living and loving, Jack Reacher, and running, baby.
Yep.
Will you do me a favor, since we've talked about the men, name famous leading ladies as I slowly turn you down.
Oh, we've got Meryl Streep, Ingrid Bergman, so many more.
Keep going, man. Keep going. Don't stop.
Take care, Dusty. Have a good one.
It choked down in Mexico. 11 minutes after 6, Clay Pigeon, Dusty Show. Let me dump. Dump that call. Thank you, callers. Thanks to all the callers. I love this gown. Hold on. Let me drop the needle back a ways. This is Gown. Something to do with Thurston Moore. Some friends of his or somebody. Gown. The album For the Maples. Three Lobed. Is that the label? Oh, caller, please be there. Are you there?
Hi. Hello.
Hi. How are you? Are you high, first of all?
I'm not high.
That's good. How old are you?
I was high. What's that?
How old are you?
Oh, 24 years old.
24, and there's so much more, as Neil Young sang. You know that song, Old Man?
I don't know that song. I know, I'm not really into Neil Young.
Can I sing the first part for you, then I'll get back to you? Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. You don't know that one?
Oh, I know that one. I just never knew it as being
and
a
then
Neil
he goes,
Young song.
Old man, look at my life. 24 and there's so much more. That's what made me think of you.
Oh, okay. That's
what's
nice.
Your beef?
Yeah.
What's your beef, as Joe Pine used to say? Into the beef box. You're too young to remember Joe Pine. What's your beef, baby? Come on, give me the conflict.
Oh, what's my piece?
Yeah, what's the conflict?
Nothing right now. I could get riled up about something. But
get
right,
riled
right
up now.
Now.
What's making you mad? What really gets your goat?
Capitalism.
Capitalism. Anti-capitalismo. Anti-capitalismo. You remember that one from Occupy? We used to love that one.
Oh, yeah, Occupy. I remember that. I was old enough to go to Occupy. I think I was, like, just in college or maybe in
2011,
like,
just 5 years ago.
Yeah,
you were 19. You should have been taking a club probably at that age. That's when you gotta give, baby.
No. Actually, I went to the Occupy Wall Street protest quite commonly, even though I live like in New Jersey.
Yeah.
I live like 45 minutes away from Manhattan, but I actually went quite commonly. Yeah.
What's your line of work? Are you working now? You unemployed? What's happening, baby?
What is it? Well, I hypocritically trade stock.
You trade stock. You're smart. You're good with money. It comes to you.
That's a talent. The system is as a scam, but I just take advantage of it.
You do, like old Donald Trump and those tax laws. Do you like Trump? Does he speak to you?
Oh, no, I don't like Donald Trump.
You're going to vote for Hillary? Were you a Bernie person?
Oh, no, I'm not like a Bernie person or a Hillary person.
Do you love America? Honestly, come on.
Oh, no, I hate America. I'm an anarchist.
You really hate it?
And I don't hate America, but the idea of a nation state is very outdated at this point in time. You know, it's like, what is a nation other than, you know, the idea of, like, you know, it's essentially just there to protect private property.
Hey, man, remember this one? Comes from the land of the ice and snow, with the midnight sun where the hot springs flow.
Hammer of the gods.
Remember that Led Zeppelin, Jack Black thing? Oops. Rick Perry moment. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
6:15 is the time where I'm at. How about you?
Oh, it's probably the same. My car says 6:13.
Are you local? Did you tell me? Are you right here? Did I forget? Where do you live?
Oh, I live very close to New Brunswick, New Jersey.
New Brunswick.
Like, right outside New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Did they make bowling balls there? Wasn't there a Brunswick name tied to bowling?
Yeah. Okay, so I actually would like to know about that, too. There's like a chain of bowling galleries called Brunswick Zone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it has to do with, like, the Brunswick area of, like New Brunswick, South Brunswick, North Brunswick.
Do you feel any love for New Brunswick? Are you proud? Would you say it loud?
Oh, yeah, I love New Brunswick.
Can you do that? Can you
great city.
Just for fun. Can you step back a little bit from your phone and then just say it loud? I love New Brunswick!
I love New Brunswick!
Can you do it? Do you have a window? Can you do it into the out-of-doors?
I don't think I can do it right now. It might disturb some people. I'm on, like...
But that's when you gotta do it. You're a rebel, right? You're an anarchist. And you can't wake the neighbors?
I'm still... You could be an anarchist and be respectful to other people.
No way, huh? Come on, let me talk you into it. I need fun, man.
Okay, I'll open the window. Okay,
do it, but don't lie to me. Open that thing up.
And no, I'm not. You got your
storm windows in already, or you got screens?
What's that?
You got screens?
I have windows. I'm in my car, but I'll do it.
Say it. I love New Brunswick. I don't like America. Say it.
I love New Brunswick. I don't love America. I'm talking about New Brunswick, New Jersey, not the province of Canada.
Thanks, man.
Can
still mine. I need your love. I need your love. God speed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow. To the open arms of the sea.
That's Elvis on piano, too. Pretty.
Lonely rivers cry. Wait for me. Wait for me. I'll be coming home. Wait for me. For my love. God, speed your love to me.
Sing it, hey. The great Elvis Presley, Unchained Melody.
You have been warning at rallies recently that this election is rigged and that Hillary Clinton is in the process of trying to steal it from you.
She shouldn't be allowed to run. She's guilty of a very, very serious crime. She should not be allowed to run. And just in that respect, I say it's rigged.
Dusty Show Clay Pigeon with you. Who's on the other end?
Your friend from Newport Richey?
Hey, man. Fredericks in Newport Richey. How you doing, Fredericks?
Good.
Nice to meet you.
I wanted to recommend you turn on the comments board.
I know. Well, I'll tell you what. If you talk for a second, I can hook that up. It's kind of complicated.
That's no problem. I'll take care of it.
My username here and my password. I was just thinking that I forgot all about that. How you doing, by the way?
Oh, good. Weather's beautiful. I was out camping last weekend up at the Itchinatuckney River.
I bet it is beautiful down there.
Oh, yeah. But lows are in the high 60s and the highs are in the mid-80s.
I'm going to make it down there, Fredericks, around Thanksgiving time in the Tampa Bay area.
Sounds good. Yeah. Let me know what's going on.
Dusty Show. I'm typing. I'm almost there.
I was going to talk to you about Mark's. Well, that's part of it, now that we got the comments board out of the way.
Hold on, Fredericks, just a second.
I know, you're trying to do two things at once. That could be rather tricky.
I think it's open now. I'm just going to leave it. So what about the debate last night? Let's talk politics, Fredericks. What did you think? Had you ever seen anything quite like it?
I didn't see any of the debates.
You didn't watch any of them?
Not one. I just listened to Rob Lori the next day.
On WMNF.
No, WMNF. Thank you for helping me out there. I was going to help you, but I got confused.
Yeah, I used to do a show on
WMNF. Yeah, Mondo Eclectica.
Back in the old days. Long time ago now, Fredericks.
I know. I still got the tapes, though. I got a box of them right here.
It's funny, I never got around
to listening to them, though. It's weird.
So,
what about Lieutenant Pigeon?
What is that? I don't even remember.
It was a link I was going to send to you. I've saved it, but I didn't get it over to you. But it was some late 60s or early 70s British artist.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
I don't.
Well, you want to talk about the old days, Fredericks, don't you?
No, I'll talk about the new days.
Talk about Trump. Come on.
About Trump. What is there to say about him? I went to a private high school, and there was a bunch of Trump in training kind of guys like that. You know, they're the spoiled brats, the ones that never get in the same trouble that the regular guys do, you know. Their dad goes in and talks to somebody, and you're on probation, and they're on vacation.
Yeah.
You know how it is, and that's what Trump is. He's just a big baby that nobody ever put in his place.
What's going to happen?
And that's why he throws temper tantrums, and Hillary's got him sussed.
Let's assume that Hillary wins the election. What happens with Trump and all those followers afterwards?
He is going to try and start his own network, but it's going to require too much upfront collateral, which he doesn't have. So he's going to get some little sideshow. That's a good word. You know, a little small program, and he's going to end up being like a Glenn Beck, you know, where he's got his thing. What is it called? The Blaze or something like that?
Yeah, and that's having some financial problems, I understand.
Right. Well, see, that's right up Trump's alley. He's got nothing but financial problems.
Yeah.
He's not really that great a businessman.
Yeah.
He's not a great person. He's not a good father. He's not a good husband. Hey, you want to hear something? I read it. There was a letter to the editor where they said, could you imagine if there was a black man running for president that had 5 children with 3 different women?
I know. The hypocrisy is rife, my friend.
Ooh, baby.
Where are we heading? What's the future? Tell me what it's like 30 years from today.
Oh, the millennials.
In 30 seconds. In 30 seconds.
Are going to start having some serious influence because these baby boomers, even their longevity drugs, aren't going to work that long. And we are going to be moving into, it's going to be like we wanted in the 60s, but we're not mature enough. Oh, well, I mean, I was young, but, you know, that people weren't mature enough to stick to, and, you know, how so many of the boomers ended up selling out to the man, and, you know, they still have their Grateful Dead records, but they don't live the lifestyle.
Yeah.
But the millennials are going to take, they're already doing it, Clay. They don't move places for jobs. They go and live where they want to live, and they find jobs there. It's a whole different way of doing things. It's beautiful. I've been watching it. You know, because I got millennials. I keep a close eye on them.
I'm mixing, man, while you're talking.
That's fine.
I'm so out of it, Fredericks. You have
That's
no
fine.
Idea.
And the other thing was, well, Lieutenant Pigeon, what's that sound like?
I don't know, man. I don't even remember. My memory is so shot. Skiing accidents, smoking, concussions. Jesus, Fredericks. Come on, man. Tell people why you love them. Why do you love radio? Why do you love these people? In 20 seconds, it's a soundbite culture. You're my oldest friend, and I'm dumping you soon.
I love radio because all the visual images are in your brain, and you can listen to the same thing twice and get completely different images. It's magical. And people like Clay Pigeon get to do their thing, and I get to listen to it all the way in Florida.
I love you, man.
Hey, take care, Clay.
This is The Dusty Show, 25 minutes after 6 here in Jersey City, New Jersey. Straight up, 25 minutes after 6. I'm a Pisces, born in 1958 in the month of February. Born and raised in southwest Iowa. My father was a sign painter. My mother was a housewife. And then once I got into junior high, she took a job with an educational agency. I have a brother who's a broadcaster and painter, and another that's an illustrator. I do a once-weekly radio show and otherwise work in marketing pursuits. I'm glad you're with me. Relative humidity, 78% on the outside, heading to an overnight low of 62. Pretty pleasant here in New York City, New Jersey. Coming up in the next half hour, you'll hear Linda Ronstadt. Phone number 201-209-9368 if you'd like to call. Otherwise, enjoy the music.
Nobody has more respect for women than I do. Nobody. Nobody has more respect.
Please, everybody.
Is there a caller there?
Oh, the humanity. Oh, good God Almighty.
Who's this, man?
Tugboat.
Tugboat, how you doing? I was thinking about you. I saw the movie Scully. Did you see it?
Yeah, I was there.
I wondered about you, if you were part of that rescue.
Yeah, we were way on the outside.
Yeah. Tugboat Richie is a tugboat captain, pilot, on the Hudson River. How's life been treating you, Tugboat?
You know, same thing, hanging in there.
Yeah. Tugboat,
still,
you know,
moving. You know, still those, moving up and down the Hudson.
You know those ferries that go back and forth across the river?
Yeah.
Is that a respected job? It has a lot of responsibility to it, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's like, and it pays the bills.
It does. Is it like driving a bus, that?
Yeah, it's like driving a bus, but with more people.
But you have to have some special licenses, right?
No. You can do it with your YMCA mineral card.
You're a funny guy, man. Hey, Tugboat Richie, what's new in your world? You got any new family members?
No, none that I know of.
Yeah. What's your sign, Tugboat?
Oh, Taurus.
You're a Taurus. My dad was a Taurus. What are the hallmarks of a Taurus? Stubbornness like the bull?
That's right. And don't take nothing from nobody.
Fiery temper?
Depends. Depends on who you deal with every day.
Tugboat, are you voting for Donald Trump? Be honest.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Are you voting for Hillary or sitting it out?
I think I'm going to sit it out. I'm going to wait till the last minute. As soon as happy hour's over, then I'll go and vote.
What about Hillary? What bothers you?
Nothing really. I haven't done, too much research on her, but what are you going to do? You know, you read about Trump all the time, too. You know what I mean?
What do you think about Trump?
He's in the spotlight, man. He's in the spotlight every day.
Yeah, the media's all over him. I've been all over him. We can't help ourselves.
What are you going to do? You know what? You got to reap the crop for the plant that, you know, the seeds that you put in the ground.
Fabio's leaving. Anything you want to say to him, Tugboat?
Yeah, hard right, not Bud Light.
Hard right, not Bud Light. Fab, look, you want to get on. Sit down for a second, Fabio.
Where's he going?
I got to go.
He doesn't feel good, Tugboat.
Yeah, I got to go.
You can't even hear him, Fab. Put the
cans
on.
I can hear him.
Oh, you don't feel good?
No, he's
you
sick
said
as
feel
a,
good.
Sick as a dog.
Right? You said feel good,
he's
right?
He's got mumps,
right?
I think.
I don't have mumps.
You don't?
No.
I thought we talked about that.
No, we talked about mumps, but I don't have mumps.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Well, good.
Bye,
you know,
Tugboat.
Good for that?
What?
Hennessy.
Oh, cognac, huh?
See, you two talk like men.
I like whiskey instead, but I got to go.
Crown Royal is good.
Bye, Tugboat.
I can talk about hard liquor. You like the Jets, Tugboat? Let's talk about something manly.
The Jets? I don't know, man. They can't get it together for some reason. I don't know. It's like
terrible
like
this year.
The dog is just trying to chase his tail. He can't bite it, man.
Yeah. Who's the quarterback? What's Fitzpatrick?
Yeah. I'm sure they can get it together, but, you know, I don't know. They're getting outclassed for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah. And the Giants, Eli.
Well, the Giants, Beckham, you know, that last pass he caught in the last game, he almost dropped. He picked it up and ran.
And he made the winning scores, but he had an unnecessary penalty in the end zone that could have been costly, but it wasn't. And he's got that relationship with the kicking net. What do you think about that? We've got a sports-minded audience for the most part. They know what
we're
talking
about. You
know
what they should do? They should put something out. If you're frustrated, something on the sideline, you can let out your frustration.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe some kind of a punching clown or something.
Something like you can tackle.
Tugboat, what do you want to say to the audience? You know, you and I goof around a lot, but I know under that sea captain's Popeye-like exterior, there's a soft, warm, wonderful fella inside. Let us get in touch with that person, Tugboat, just for a moment. I know you talk a lot about cigars and whiskey and life on the open river. But just for a moment, shed a little light on the tenderness within. Talk to your people. Talk to your radio friends. You listen to this station. Do it, Tugboat. Starting now.
All right. You know, it's easy come, easy go. You know, you just take one day at a time. Don't let nothing get you riled up. In the end, it all works out.
Tugboat.
In the end, it works all out. You don't have to jump all over everybody for any reason. You know what I mean? It all works out.
Tugboat, I know you're busy. Do you watch movies? Do you ever get misty at certain scenes?
No.
It never surprises you? Some little, your eyes water up a little bit when there's a scene about parents or something?
A General Hospital, A Days of Our Lives.
Those do? Yeah, Tony, Geary, Luke and Laura. Scotty Baldwin, the Cassadines, the Ice Princess. Those were the days, baby.
Oh, man, I just watched Leave It to Beaver or
Well, I got to go.
Maybe RFD.
I got to go, Tugboat.
All right, listen, I'll talk to you soon.
As I slowly turn you down, name famous U.S. Navy ships.
U.S. Navy ships, present?
Yes. And past.
USS New York, the Enterprise. Okay. Let's see, New York, the Enterprise, the Iwo Jima, the Guadalcanal, the Saipan. Those are the...
Thanks, Tubbo. Good job. This is Meadowlark, a New Age sampler from 1985. I like it now. No one's on the phone. Here's the number. 201-209-9368. I'm Clay Pigeon. And I need friends. Radio friends. Won't you call me now and visit with me just for a moment? We'll talk politics, current events, personal concerns, conflicts, anything you want. 201-209-9368. Talk to you in just a moment. This is the Dusty Show with Clay Pigeon. Who's on the other end of the phone?
Please, Joe Padgett. Joseph Charles Padgett.
Joe Padgett. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man.
All right. Am I in the air?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, so I don't know what your show is about tonight because I'm on radio, but I just want to call in and say hello.
Oh, that's really nice of you. Were you enjoying the program?
Well, I didn't get to listen to it tonight yet.
Oh, you didn't. But you like to call. Are you a frequent caller of radio shows? I like to call radio shows.
Once in a while.
It's kind of exciting, isn't it? It's a little rush when you get on the air.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Especially last time I called, you had me singing.
I did.
Christmas Carol.
Let's talk politics. Let's get it out of the way. Did you watch the debate last night?
No.
Have you watched?
I think it's out of my mind. I'd be out of my mind if I watched it.
Why is that?
Any of the three. And, like, to vote for either Hillary or Trump is like committing genocide.
Will you vote for anyone at all?
Well, I don't know who to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know because of some work I did with computer.
Do you love America?
Yeah, of
Why?
Course. Why?
Yes.
Well, I love what it means to be an American.
What does it mean?
To have truthfulness and compassion and forbearance.
Are we missing those things now in our politicians?
Yeah.
Were they ever that way?
Yeah, it seems like it, through things we learn about and on rhetoric and all that.
Knowing our fate as humans, how do you not go crazy?
That's funny. Yeah, you asked that question, yeah. Wow.
If you could ride a donkey right now in a Italian Western right alongside Clint Eastwood, what would you say to him? Old Clint from years ago.
Come on, Dusty. Can I ask you something else, man? That's something pertinent to the politics.
You got it, Adrian. Salt and hardtack there?
Wow.
No. I'm going to make you go. I'm going to dump you like a hot potato. So
do
something. It's not your fault. It's just
I called,
my attention span. I'm over, baby. I'm over you.
All right.
No, I'm not. I love you, dude. Come on, sing something. Let's sing something together. What do we know? Fog Hat?
No, I don't know. I don't really know lyrics.
What do you got to know something.
No.
Something. The national anthem.
Old man down.
Let's
down
do
by
it.
The docks of the city.
What the
down
hell is
dirty.
That?
Is that one?
Wharf is that Rat Aerosmith? Oh, Wharf Rat, Grateful Dead. I like Bertha, man. Are you a Deadhead?
I was on tour in 95.
Which tour was that?
The 95 summer tour.
Wow.
Grateful Dead.
Wow.
Yeah, I wore the same clothes the whole time. I had a big pair of green shorts.
You got a lot of tapes?
No, I used to have a few, though.
Yeah.
I had some really good ones.
Among dead fans, What's a holy grail Dead performance? Just where everybody agrees, oh my God, that's the one.
Oh. I can't say. I mean, I've heard a bunch.
Do you like the new Fish album? There's a brand new Fish album out. Do you like it?
I haven't heard it.
Yeah. Well, it's very serious. It's not a lot of jamming. Bob Ezrin produced that new Fish album.
Oh.
And I got to go. Sing us out, man. Sing us out with some Grateful Dead.
Don't vote for Hillary or just vote for me. Right, get me into the White House before Election Day, and I'll hack the computer they already put together there. And I'll activate so only I can have the White House on Inauguration Day. And then we'll live after Inauguration Day. What genocide, life aside.
Man, that was...
That's life truth for today.
Yeah, you can keep right on talking if you can keep doing that. Go, baby, go.
Well, that sums up what I called in on the sport. I think it's a sport collective show or something like that.
Yeah,
the woman
Sportsy
and the
Talk, Sportsy Talk.
Yeah, that might be what it is.
Great show. Politics, sports, weather.
Yeah, I called in there like a few months ago.
Did you?
And I spoke for a moment.
The words, I'm frustrated, over and over as I slowly turn you down? Please do it. And I'm just kidding, but just do it for me, for art's sake.
I'm frustrated.
No, I mean like 20 times loud.
I can't.
Do it, man. Just a little louder.
No, I can't do it.
Please do it. I'm frustrated. Do it with me then. I'll help you. Ready? Here we go. I'm frustrated.
Politics. All right, Dusty, I'll talk to you some other time.
What do you miss about the old days when I ask you that right now? What do you miss? Your mom and dad still alive? Your grandparents? Who did you lose? When did you win? I won a ping pong set one time at the county fair. All these years later, I still remember that excitement. I won! We came home and put the net up on the kitchen table, the little ping pong balls and paddles. I remember them, orange rubber on oak, the smell of them. Ming-a-ling, the Siamese would chase the balls across the kitchen floor. Mom maybe made some Toll House cookies, and Dad would come up late from the shop, laughing and loving, kissing Mom. Meatloaf in the oven, French-style green beans, mashed potatoes, banana pudding, Cool Whip. Iced tea, Nest tea, instant tea. Good times, fun, love, old, gone, forever, gone. From Des Moines, this is Slipknot. I need a dose. Call me, 201-209-9368, Dusty Show TNP. If you're on the phone, hold on. Error. Jesus, call me. Hey, Christmas tree. Anybody there? Dusty Show.
Hey, how's it going, Clay?
Good, man. How you feeling?
Very good. I was going to say, you're giving me a heart attack over here. You're getting me all misty-eyed with this nostalgia talk and then jamming the Slipknot right out of me.
Yeah, I just reached over and turned it flat off. Oh, thank God. I'm still rattled, man.
Yeah,
everything
you
was
hit that sad button on the off real quick.
Who are you voting for, man?
You know what? It's too late for me now. I'm a young guy. I'm only 21, but I never voted before, and I waited. I procrastinated
registering,
but I would have gone with Johnson.
Why can't you get it together?
It's too late now. I'm trying to get it together.
Were you high? What were you doing?
You know what? That might have been it. All that community college and...
Community college. I went to ICC, man, Iowa Central. I know all about the college, community college experience. It's kind of fun. Did you have a good time in junior college?
Yeah, it's humbling, and, you know, you take your time. You're at your own pace. It's like 13th grade. It's like another high school.
Your phone sounds terrible.
Does it? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get going because I'm driving. I'm making deliveries right now.
Are you? What are you delivering?
Chinese food, actually, over in Westchester.
Chinese food. General Tso chicken?
Yes.
Yeah, people love that General Tso. Mugu Gaipan, that's another
one. Right now, let me tell you what this order is right now. This guy got tofu and vegetables, pork egg bouillon, udon soup. This guy's having a party.
I'm going to play it again, man. I'm going to play that song again. I can't stand it. I'm going to play it right now. Take it easy, man. Deliver.
Take it easy, Clay.
Deliver. I like you, man. You're not mad at me, are you?
No, of course not. Thank you very much for answering. I just wanted to, you know, shoot the breeze real quick, say hi.
I know. I'm so manic, man. I'm almost out of control in here. And then things like that happen. It just, you know, it rattles your system. You know what I mean?
Certainly. But you know what? It kept me awake.
Can you do me a favor? Do you sing? Can you sing one note?
Yeah.
What is it? Pick one.
No.
Now, can you do that? And instead of doing that, kind of stretch it out into mama and just go mama, 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 mama. You still there? Yeah. He's gone. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Just here we, and then they, and this, and then it. Yeah.
I will totally accept the results of this great and historic presidential election if I win.
And so the king is once again my guest.
And why is this? Was Harrod unimpressed?
Return to Rome to sentence Nazareth. We have no law to put a man to death. We need him crucified. It's all you have to do. We need him crucified. It's all you have to do.
Talk to me, Jesus Christ. You have been brought here, manacled, beaten by your own people. Do you have the first idea why you deserve it? Listen, King of the Jews, where is your kingdom? Look at me, am I a Jew?
I have got no kingdom in this world. I'm through.
Look at me, Jesus Christ.
There may be a kingdom for me somewhere if I only knew.
You're king. It's you that say I am. I look for truth and find that I get damned.
But what is truth? Is truth unchanging law? We both have truths. Are mine the same as yours?
Crucify.
What do you mean? You crucify your king.
You have no king but Caesar.
He's done no wrong. No, not the slightest thing.
You have no king but Caesar. Crucify him.
No reason. I find no evil. This man is harmless. So why does he upset you? He's just misguided. Thinks he's important. But to keep you vultures happy, I shall flog him.
Lottery.
Does the show anybody there?
Yes, it is. I'm here, Clay. How are you doing?
I was doing so good. Man, I was on a roll about 25 till. I was feeling so locked in and on it and rocking. And then just like disaster struck. My age caught up with me. I just mistake after mistake, and I don't know why. And the harder I try to reel it in, the farther the lines drifted out. It's like a... I don't know what
it is. Now?
Yeah, your phone sounds like living hell. What's up, man?
Hey, you know what? Forget about the debate. The fact of the matter is, I don't know if you've got...
Yeah, that sounds like hell. Your phone sounds... Is it me?
Are you getting a thing in your email that says, are you an NFC voter?
Yeah. The phone sounds bad, man. Just scream.
Can you hear me now?
No, it's not good. It's not good. Scream as I slowly turn you down. Scream. At least make the most of it.
Can you hear me, you dusty?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Hey, listen. Did you get this thing called Energy Voter on your phone?
No.
Well, what they do, the fossil fuel industry is on my phone trying to tell me to go vote for them in the election. There's going to be a thing on the ballot, are you an energy voter? Which is basically, they're trying to get you to say, America needs to be the number one energy producer. We need to crack the whole country and sell all of our energy.
So tell us which one it is.
I have friends who are out now in North Dakota at the Standing Rock Camp. There are more Indians now that have gotten together than in 150 years, all these different tribes, to fight the pipelines.
Yeah.
So the revolution is not over. Bernie may not be the president, but the momentum and the movement is still there, my brother, and we're going to win this thing, and we're going to get renewable energy in this country, and it's going to be great.
You are like a frontline fighter, aren't you, man?
Well, no. If I was frontline, I'd be up in North Dakota where it's 25 degrees now, and they're pepper spraying people. They're cut off their water supply, their cell phones. The police have actually brought in dogs like they used in Birmingham back in the 60s to go after these Indians.
Mm.
So the battle is on, my brother, and we're going to win this thing, and it's going to be good. And Bernie is a big part of it, and the rest of it is just a bunch of hooey. But anyway, you know, I always love listening to your show. You know what you should listen to when you're out there and you're not sure and you're not feeling happy? Put on Herb Albert, the Tijuana Brass, Casino Royale. It'll bring a smile to your face.
I'll do it, man. I love that. I love the movie. I even like the Daniel Craig movie. It was great.
I love you. I love your show, and I keep doing it. But it's always great to hear you on the air.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, there was a caller. I don't trust it. I let it go. I let the Christmas tree die. There's no calls right now. And I'm through playing the sound bites, I think. I do have a couple of other songs I could play. Alice Cooper, Nelson Eddy, The Boys, Law with Roy Kenner. Somebody's calling, though, and since they did want to call, let's take it. Caller, Clay Pigeon's talking to you. Who is this?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, it's Jack.
Jack, help me, won't you?
What's the matter?
Oh, man, I've just made so many errors in the last 15 minutes. Is life ever going along well for you? You're feeling on top of the world? And then all of a sudden that old rug gets yanked out from under your feet? Or you yank it out by yourself? That's even worse, isn't it?
Unforced errors like Donald Trump makes.
Do you not like Donald Trump?
Do I not? No, I do not like him.
Are you going to vote?
I'm going to vote, and I'm voting for Hillary Clinton, even if all four of the leading candidates had an equal chance, I'd still vote for Hillary, because I don't think those other two independents have what it takes to get it done.
I appreciate your time. Call me again, won't you?
Yeah.
Dusty Show, who's there?
It's Mosquito.
Mosquito, what's up?
Nada. Listen, you were talking about, you had mentioned Tim Conway earlier with Fabio,
mm-hmm.
and it got me thinking about something I've been trying to figure out for a long time. He did a movie way back where he gets irradiated like a nuclear test, and I can never remember the name of the movie. And I tell people about it because it was kind of a funny, goofy comedy. but I can't remember it. I thought if anybody would know, you would.
Which, now, what was the premise of it?
He gets irradiated by, like, a nuclear test blast in the Nevada desert, and then
the Apple Dumpling Gang, I think.
Is that what it was?
And it doesn't, I don't think they got irradiated in the Apple Dumpling Gang.
No, I don't think so. But this was like a post-war, kind of supposed to be like a 50s black and white sci-fi, but it was Tim Conway. So
who's your favorite? Who's your favorite action superstar?
Oh, I don't like action flex.
Do you like Adrian Brody?
Yeah, he's kind of good, but I think it's kind of weird, like when he did Alien 3, and he came up all like roided out. And
yeah,
rough voice.
Does that bother you when they pump it up like that?
Yeah, well, it's fake. I mean, even though we're supposed to suspend, you know, belief, but I don't know. Some people can pull it off. I don't think he was really cut out for that.
Did you like Robert Preston in Finnegan Begin Again?
I'm not familiar with the movie.
The Music Man as Harold Hill, did you like him?
Oh, yeah. You know, I kind of liked all that kind of vaudeville-y song and dance stuff as a kid, but it didn't really resonate with me later on.
What resonates with you now? What are you into?
As far as what? In our culture?
Yeah, like culture, film, music. Well, what do you like?
Well, film, you know, I like kind of like indie stuff, music, kind of like, you know, I cut my teeth on like metal and stuff, and Alice Cooper in the 70s when I was a teenager, and punk kind of took wiped out half my record collection, you know, until I rediscovered a lot of the prog stuff later on.
Yeah.
Again, you know, but no, I just thought you might know the name of the movie.
Are you happy?
I'm happy. Are you happy?
Pretty happy enough, man. I love my wife, my life, my friends.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I feel lucky. At 57, I got great friends that I still
they
have
keep telling
years.
Us. They kept telling us how bad things are, how they got to make it great again.
Well,
it's not too bad.
Trump. That's that, you know, that let's throw fear out there and manipulate people through that.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's a screaming cantaloupe.
Hey, man, I'm going to let you go, but with a little luck here, I'm going to play some Alice Cooper for you, okay?
That would be really cool.
All right, man.
That was the first concert I ever saw when I was a kid.
This is from Easy Action, their second album.
Yeah, it's a good record.
Yeah, it's called Shoe Salesman. Take care, man.
You too, man. Nice talking to
you. You too. Produced by David Briggs, I think. In between Pretties for You and Love It to Death.
I know a shoe salesman is an acquaintance of mine. One day he showed me some marks on his arms in a line. I do not know what to say.
You guys have been listening. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Winking, she pokes me in the side. Then we can go for a ride.
Shoe salesman. I love shoe salesman. Listen to Alice's cool voice. Michael Bruce, whoever the hell's singing this thing. Dusty Show, anybody there?
Hello, Dusty. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I wanted to get you a quick interview with you real fast, if I could.
Okay.
Who are you voting for this election? What are your thoughts on it?
Should I really reveal? Is it my place as a journalist to do that?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you asked so many. I thought someone should ask you the view. You were a Bernie supporter. I wondered how it would feel to vote for somebody, you know, that you weren't entirely behind, but you thought it might be the right decision.
I would totally vote for Hillary.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does that chafe you at all? Does that
no,
go
it doesn't.
Any,
it doesn't chafe me because I know people too well, and suddenly, you know, I don't know. It's high level politics. I'm not saying it's right. All the things that go on at that level.
No,
but,
no, but it's
but
it's
you
a
know what it is?
Here's
what,
it entails.
Here's what I think it is. Are we doing the best if the person we elect passes our almost impossible standards of scrutiny? I'm not saying like Trump. He seems off the deep end to me a little bit with his activities. But do we filter out people who might be interesting and effective leaders by holding them up to this microscope of scrutiny about integrity and patriotism and charity and all the different things? They're all wonderful qualities, and we hope that our leaders are instilled with those qualities. But do we miss out on some good people by over-scrutiny? Because now we have all this media, all this investigative stuff we can use to vet people. In the old days, I don't think they had that as much, and some good ones snuck through. Then you look back in history and see that, you know, their behavior wasn't always completely on the up and up yet. They may have done a brilliant job of guiding the country.
When they desire power, it's a good sign to watch out for them, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You sound smart just by the tone of your voice. What do you do?
I'm a programmer.
A programmer. Oh, my God. Is that like a JavaScript and all that stuff?
Yeah, that stuff. This day right now, I'm kind of working as a tracer. I'm tracing outlines for a graphic for somebody else.
And you listen to FMU. You're just chilling there at your console, smoking a cigarette, listening to the Dusty Show, looking out the window at a purple martin that's circling his house late in the year because it's so warm. Later
just
on,
every Thursday, man.
Say something, man. Talk. It's your mic.
All right. I just want to encourage everyone to read history, and look for the bigger picture in life. It's been going along a lot longer than everyone else, and it'll teach you more than they can say.
Do you like radio? You got a great set of pipes there.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, I love the station.
Are you close
you're
by?
You're mostly what I listen to these days.
Are you close to the station?
I'm over in Brooklyn.
You could come over here and get involved in volunteer activities, and with the set of pipes like yours, I got to tell you, I don't think it'd be long before you'd be on the air and just wooing people.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I volunteer when I can. It's hard to get out there, you know.
Yeah. Name state capitals. State capitals as I slowly turn you down.
Boise, Kansas City, Annapolis, Augusta, Des Moines.
Thank you. Thanks for Des Moines, man. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Another week winds down. Tomorrow's Friday. I hope it's a great Friday for you and that you have fun activities lined up for this weekend, or perhaps a project or two that you've been meaning to get to. Getting down the winter clothes out of the tall closet shelf. Doing up the recycling. Taking the kids to soccer practice. Finally going to see Scully. Pondering the election. Clay Pigeon loves you. Until next time, keep listening. Sorry for my gaffes today. Sorry for my mistakes. It tortures me. I listen later and I'm a wreck because I made those mistakes. I always want to be good and perfect and powerful and fun. And I made mistakes. I'm human. We're all human. Always, always remember.
Well, hello, friends. I'm Hardy. And I have to tell you my story. You say, well, no, you don't have to. You want to. No, I have to. I'm compelled to. And I think it's all right because I think you want to hear it. People love to hear stories. They love to be fooled. Fool me once? Yes, please. Fool me twice? I can't wait for the third installment. So I would like to tell you my story of the time I had to tell my nephew a story. I was at my nephew's house.
Hey, Uncle Hardy, I don't think my parents are coming back.
No, it looks like it.
Maybe they'll never come back.
Yeah, in that case, you would become my ward.
Ward? What's that, some kind of ugly growth on your skin?
Yep.
Well, why don't you tell me a bedtime story?
All right, well, what kind of bedtime story you want?
Tell me about the time that the folklorist recorded you telling a story.
Oh, you want to hear that one again?
Yes, please.
Oh, I know that's an old favorite of yours. Well, all right, and I think that everybody else listening would love to hear it, too.
Everybody, what?
Oh, never mind. You don't know.
I don't know what?
Look, what you don't know doesn't hurt you. So I will now tell you the story of a time that a folklorist recorded me telling a story. So I was at a restaurant with friends, and we were talking. You know how you do at a restaurant. You say things like, have you had the hot brown? And they say, no, I don't know. It seems a little rich, and you know, whatever. What about DNA? And you know how conversations meander like that, and I started to tell a story. Well, when I got to the end of the story, I felt a tap on my shoulder. And I turned around, and a fellow in another booth says, excuse me, pardon me for eavesdropping. And I said, no. And so we left it there, and you know, and we ended up actually becoming good friends. And a long time later, he said, hey, you remember that time in the restaurant you were telling that story? And I said, yeah. He said, I've always wanted to ask you. You know, I've never heard that story before. It sounded like folklore. And I said, oh, really? He said, yeah, it sounded like a folktale. And I said, well, it was handed down to me generation to generation to generation. I skipped, actually went back in time and got it directly from my great-great-great-grandfather. I don't think my parents knew about it, but I didn't tell him that. But I said, yes, I it's come down to me from the past. And he said, well, that's very interesting. He said, I'm a folklorist. And we laughed for a while. And when the laughter died down, I said, so? And he said, well, I would like to record you reciting, you know, telling that story. And I said, all right, well, let's do that. So he took me to a recording studio, and he said, I want you to now tell the story exactly like it was told to you. And I said, well, I don't know about that because I change things. He goes, well, don't change anything because we're trying to get an accurate record of the way it was passed down. And I said, well, that's not, it's changed all the time. So I would just give you the most recent, that doesn't make any sense. He said, well, listen, just do it that way. You know, I'm a folklorist. I don't care about whether it's accurate or not. What we want to get is the story. I said, all right, well, I'll just tell it to you. And I didn't want to tell him that we added on to it over the years. That's what makes it a great story. I don't know how it started. It may not have had anything to do with what we finally told it. But so he didn't know that. So we sat down in the recording studio, and he goes on the other side of this piece of glass like that. And then I go into the main recording studio. Now, I'd never been in a recording studio before, so I started to panic because I thought I was on a police show, and I started to confess to all sorts of crimes and everything. He said, whoa, 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 what's going on? And I said, sorry about that. Were we rolling? And he said, no. And I said, no, what do you mean? That was a great first take. He said, look, that's not what we're trying to do here. We want to just tell the story. I said, well, I can't just tell the story to nobody. It's somebody on the other side of a glass. He said, well, what do you need? And I said, well, like my nephew.
Like me?
Yeah, somebody like you, but you weren't there.
Right. So what did you do?
Well, so what he did is he went and they had a ventriloquist dummy in the closet. And he went and he got that. And they put that on a stool, and I sat there and I faced the ventriloquist dummy, and I had to use my imagination. I said, that is my blood. That's me. I'm related to that ventriloquist dummy. And then instead of making it seem like the ventriloquist dummy was real, in my imagination, I thought, well, maybe I'm plastic. Because, you know, you look outside yourself, you say, well, my nephew's plastic. Perhaps I'm plastic. Who knows? So I felt strange. It felt weird. It felt like maybe somebody had their hand in my neck, working my mouth. Have you ever felt like that? Is there some kind of drug that does that? Some kind of blood pressure thing or something? It's like, oh, I don't know, doctor. Take me off of that one. I felt like a rod puppet. She says, oh, no, that's one of the side effects, though. Sometimes you feel like that. There's one, there's a thyroid medication that makes you feel like Wayland Flowers' madam. How about that? So, like that. My chin feels like it's the size of an arm. I go, no, that's just the drug. So I'm sitting there on the stool in the recording studio. Boy, there's nothing like pressure like a microphone in your face. They shove something in your face and they go, perform. Oh, my word. All right. Well, I'm used to just telling this to my nephew or at a bar or something like that, but I'll try. And the way it was told to me, it can be told very dramatically or it can be told very matter of fact. He said, well, just, you know, make a choice. We got to get going here. I said, all right. Roll it. And he goes, no, that's my, I say that. I said, whatever, man. I'm not, you know, your own power trip or something. Just let's go. We all have the same goal here. And that is to pretend that we have some sort of accurate account of history. this is the stories that people told. Well, we don't know that, but here we go. So this is how I was told the story. We all know that our universe is on a mite that is on a crow. Everybody knows that. Makes you feel small, doesn't it? Living in a universe that's on a mite that's on a crow. How small must we be? But we know we're also large, so that helps offset the truth of our actual smallness. Well, this story is about even bigger things.